Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Do you have a favorite coffee cup? I have two. One my daughter gave me and another travel cup for when it is really cold and I want to keep the coffee hot longer. We can get pretty picky about our coffee time. Please enjoy yours in your favorite cup this morning as we visit. Saturday afternoon, a friend and I went to a fall plant sale, and I bought a few plants. Milkweed and bee balm, a new one to me, for the butterflies, a new fern for under the red maple, and blue aster that will do well in shade and spread. I want to point out that all of these plants are deer resistant. I asked before I bought. I checked the tags before I bought. Resistant is a hopeful word. I took this to mean the odds were on my side that the plants would turn the deer off and they would move on to someplace else, hopefully out of my yard. You have probably already guessed that resistance is not nearly as strong a term as one might hope. The next morning, I went out to water the pots and someone, quote unquote, had a nice snack eating the blue aster plant down to some tiny stems. I checked the tag. Yes, it clearly stated part sun or shade, deer resistant. Deer, however, are stubborn survivors. They will outsmart my resistance every time. God is stubborn too, you know. He doesn't give up in any battle for the good. I was reading from Exodus chapters 6 through 11 all about God's call to Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt and free them from slavery under Pharaoh, the God King of Egypt. In chapter 7:1, the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh." Pharaoh and the people of Egypt believed he, Pharaoh, was God. After all, Egypt was rich, powerful, and had thousands of slaves to do all the hard labor. What an ego he must have had. How dare a lowly shepherd challenge him and claim he was representing the one true God. Moses would have to prove this power before Pharaoh would take him seriously. In Pharaoh's thinking, this was a battle between two gods, himself and this God of the lowly shepherd. "You must be kidding," he thought. "No challenge at all." Moses repeatedly went to Pharaoh and asked him to let the Israelites go and warned him of the resulting plague if he refused. 10 times Moses went to give him another chance to do the right thing and let them go. Each plague was worse than the last, but Pharaoh became even more stubborn, more determined to win against this so-called God Moses represented. In 7:14, Pharaoh's heart became hard. 7:22, Pharaoh's heart became hard again. 8:19, but Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not listen, just as the Lord had said. This mentality continued through the last plague, the death of the firstborn, in which Pharaoh lost his oldest son. Finally, Pharaoh relented and told Moses they could go, but then his ego, stubbornness, pride took over, and he led his army after the Israelites. The fact is, by this time, his country was in a shambles, and many more would die. It is so hard to understand, and yet we see conflicts every day growing out of an ego that needs to be powerful in charge. It can happen in the office where you work, in marriages, between neighbors, and relationships of all kinds. A workplace becomes toxic and full of tension. Neighbors can cease to communicate at all except to complain. Marriages can break apart. There seems to be no space for compromise, for forgiveness, for humility. The Egyptian people wanted the Israelites to hurry and leave. Chapter 12, verse 33. Perhaps the misery brought upon them by Pharaoh's stubbornness opened some eyes to the different way of thinking and behaving. Of course, history does not tell us that part of the story, but I think we can imagine that at least some hearts and egos were humbled. What can we learn from this story of ego and stubbornness? Are there any situations around you and I where these factors are causing pain to others? A work situation, a family situation, a neighborhood situation. Are we the stubborn ego in any of these? When conflict arises, let each of us pause and ask ourselves, are we a Pharaoh or a disciple of our Lord? Will we refuse to stop the misery being laid on those around us, co-workers, family members? I suggest we visualize how submitting to the Lord's teaching could change a situation and bring peace to an otherwise painful circumstance. Let us pray. Lord, help us not to leap from some conflict to a battle of power. There is enough of that already. Genuinely listening and having a willingness to let go of ego can go a long way toward settlement of conflicts. We ask for wisdom and patience in these situations we find ourselves in, Lord. We thank you for softening our hearts with love and care for others. In your precious name we pray, amen. Once again, I thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.